Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In an overall boom market for gold and silver, there will be periodic bouts of profit-taking where prices dip for a short time. Also, as I have explained multiple times before, the U.S. government, its trading partners, and its allies have a huge incentive to suppress gold and silver prices. Those interested in precious metals need to be able to identify whether price drops indicate a genuine market top, a temporary bout of profit-taking, or if they are simply the result of price manipulation at the behest of the U.S. government. Gold's price is basically a report card on the U.S. dollar, the U.S. government, and the U.S. economy. If the price of gold is rising, something is headed in the wrong direction. Silver often trades in sympathy with gold. If the prices of gold and silver rise, that would eventually force the U.S. government to pay highest interest rates on its debt. A falling U.S. dollar would lead to higher consumer prices. Well, the U.S. dollar index, a measure of the value of the dollar against a market basket of other currencies, has reached a three-year low. In response to a falling dollar, the prices of gold and silver soared until near the close of COMEX trading last Friday. Gold reached another all-time high, ignoring inflation. Silver came close to breaking its January 1980 all-time high. The indications were that further price increases might accelerate. Both gold and silver backed off from the highs achieved last Friday. Is this drop a sign of a market peak, as the U.S. government would prefer the public to believe, temporary profit-taking, or were the metals pushed down by aggressive U.S. market price suppression tactics? The available information indicates that virtually the entire decline can be attributed to desperate actions by the U.S. government, its trading partners, and allies. Some of the more obvious gold and silver price manipulation tactics of the past 8 days include the COMEX twice raising silver margin requirements. Further, at least two brokerage firms last Friday raised their clients' margin requirements for leveraged accounts far above the higher COMEX minimums. The raising of these internal margin requirements forced many customers to liquidate leveraged accounts. As a result, a large number of sell orders were executed as the Japanese market opened Monday. The price of silver dropped 12% in only 11 minutes. Both gold and silver prices have remained extremely volatile this week. This greater price volatility is having the desired impact, from the perspective of the U.S. government, that owning gold and silver are not really safe haven options for investors. In my judgment, the extreme measures taken by the U.S. government to suppress gold and silver prices this past week are signs that the COMEX and the London Bullion Market Exchange are at heightened risk of default. If they were not at a greater risk of default, the U.S. government would have pursued the less blatant tactics they have used in the past, such as sneaking physical gold and silver onto these exchanges. That such tactics were not used tells me that supplies of physical gold and silver are becoming more difficult to locate. Indeed, supplies of physical silver are getting much tighter. Delivery times for many products are now at least 4 weeks. Three primary distributors of U.S. Silver Eagle dollars have stopped accepting orders. Premiums are rising. Even COMEX bonded warehouses are reporting record low levels of registered silver inventories. I expect the current attack on gold and silver prices to end within a week or two. Once this happens, gold reaching $2,000 and silver maybe getting to $100 will be definite possibilities, possibly by the end of 2011. That's it for now. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.